A few days ago, I got to the causeway about 20 minutes before sundown and thought, they must have already flown south. There were a couple of seagulls, the lapping waves of the lake, but no telltale split tails of the purple martins. None in the sky, none under the bridge. And then...
Whoa, here they come!
A few hundred started to gather.
We're out here, it's 4 minutes until sunset officially. We didn't see any birds at all, but now, right before sunset, here they come, swarming.
They swarmed around for about 20 minutes or so, over and then under the bridge, high in the sky and then down low to the water, close and then away from the shore. Finally, they ducked under the whizzing traffic, tucking in one by one until they were all gone.
There they go, underneath. Everybody in.
I sat down with Carolyn Atherton back at the studio. She's curator of birds at the Audubon Zoo, and she told me more about this annual urban pilgrimage and the birds themselves.
The purple martin is the largest bird in the swallow families, and it's very common to see swallows, flycatchers, and all these type of birds under overpasses at busy highways or in swarms over fields. They're insect eaters. The purple martin is a really stunning bird. They are actually purple. The males are a dark iridescent purple, and they have the typical forked tail of a swallow that's very distinct when they're in flight. We're in right in the middle of this migration pathway, so we get them coming through here year-round, either going up north to raise their young or coming down south to get ready for winter. And it turns out that since we're on the coast and we're right before the long hop, right before South America, they stay here for a while to eat a lot and build up their reserves in order to make that long flight all the way down to Brazil, Argentina, and parts of South America.
So what exactly are they doing under the causeway? Are they building nests? Are they hanging out? And what are they eating? Where are they going during the day?
They're not actually nesting under the causeway. They're using that as a roost. It's a very safe place for them to roost overnight, because it's so isolated that predators can't get to it. There's really no way that things that might pick them off in other places like raccoons, foxes, possums, anything that can climb into trees, they just can't get up to those concrete parapets under the causeway. So what they're doing is they're hanging out here, you know, 4, 6, 8 weeks, and they'll go out during the day, and they may scatter for several miles in search of food, and they'll be feeding all day, and then... right at dusk is when they come in, swooping into their roosts for the night, and that's when you get the spectacle over the causeway, as you'll see thousands and thousands of birds coming in to roost at night. About 200,000 actually use this as their waypoint on their journey.
And this is a species that, from what I've read, is in decline around the world?
They are. Some of the first numbers that were kept was back in the 1850s or so, and it's been estimated that since that time, their numbers have decreased by about 90%, which is pretty dramatic. These birds need help. They need preservation.
So the purple martins were smart in choosing the undercarriage of the causeway as a place to roost because it gets them away from predators. But was it a smart place for them to choose from a human interaction point of view?
Well, they did notice there were a lot of fatalities from birds colliding with vehicles, bird fatalities, when they first started noticing this phenomenon back in the 80s. You may notice there's high chain-link fences on either side. And what this does is the birds have a tendency to swoop around to grab their insects, and this will keep them from swooping down in the pathways of the cars because they have to go up and over those fences. It saved a lot of birds just by putting that fence up.
And if people want to see this big purple martin roost under the causeway, what's the best place and time for them to do that?
The best time is right before dusk. Go straight out like you're going to the causeway bridge. Turn right before you get on the actual bridge and go up to the levee and back under the causeway. So you'll be over on the left-hand side as you face the lake, and that is the perfect spot to park and sit and watch them come in. Really good spot to view the spectacle.
Carolyn Atherton with the Audubon Zoo, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.